We're in the middle of Siman Mem Zayin. We just read the Shulchan Aruch Sif Gimel, who writes that if you write Divrei Torah, even if you're not reading the words, you must make a bracha. So the reason behind this, is, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Katan Dalid, is that he says that even though in the next Sif, he's going to write V'hamaharher b'Divrei Torah Einot Tzarich Levarach, that a person who thinks in Divrei Torah does not need to make a bracha. So what's the difference between writing where the Mechaber says you do need to make a bracha, but just thinking in Divrei Torah you don't? So he gives a couple of reasons. Number one, he says maybe it's more because you're doing an action. And number two, he says maybe it's because we're afraid that even though you think you're not saying the words, but it's normal for a person who's writing something down to recite the words with his mouth, even if he's not really trying. So, but the Mishnah Berurah says based on that reason, that has to be that a person who's writing down Torah that he wants to really learn, that he, let's say he has a chiddush, he wants to write it down, or he heard a shir and he wants to take some notes on it, but a sofer whose job it is just to copy over a sefer Torah, or a person who's writing a letter and he just wants to throw in a pasuk, or he wants to throw in a Torah phrase, so there he definitely, even according to the sheet of the Mechaber, would not need to make a bracha. So, but then Psak Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Taz, the Magen Avraham, the Vilna Gaon, that you should not rely on the Psak of the Mechaber to make a bracha just on writing Torah, but he should try to say some words as well in order to be Mechayev himself, Bevadai, to say Berach Satorah. Sif Dalid, Hamaharher B'divrei Torah, as we just mentioned, a person who only thinks in words of Torah does not have to make a bracha. And adds the Ramah, so too, a person is allowed to paskin a shayla without giving any explanation. Let's say, for example, a guy walks into shul and he hasn't said Birchas HaTorah yet, and then someone says to him, What bracha am I supposed to make on this food? So you could just say mizonos. You don't have to say, well, it's a machlokas, you know, in the different shitas, is the mizonos in this case the ikker, blah, blah. No, you could just say brachas mizonos, the end, and you don't have to say any pilpulim and any svaras. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, because the tam is the ikker of the halacha, the psak halacha, the word mizonos unto itself doesn't constitute a dvar Torah. It happens to be, in this case, it's the answer the guy needs, but in reality, that's not the ikker dvar Torah, so therefore, if you just say that one word, it's not considered that you've mentioned any words of Torah. The tam, you just thought of in your mind, and therefore, that's acceptable. He mentions over here, that in both Sif Katan Zion and in Bir Halacha Divrei Maschal Maharab Divrei Torah, that this is a big machlokas between the Mechaber and the Gra. The Gra in the Bir Agra on this Sif gets very upset and he says he doesn't understand what the Mechaber is talking about. The pasuk says V'hagisa bo yamun v'layla. V'hagisa bo means higayon halev. That's talking about the Iker Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is concentrating. It's thinking and learning. Yes, of course there is a segula that you're supposed to be motzi mipicha, you're supposed to actually verbalize the words, that will help you remember them better, and it may be a greater kiyum of Talmud Torah, but it's not that's the way you're yotzi the mitzvah. You're yotzi the mitzvah even if you just think the words in your mind. And the Mechaber Shita seems to be based on the concept of hir hur lav kedibur dami, that thinking is not the same as saying. And therefore, when you say the words, that's considered like you did something. You just think the words, that's not considered like you did something. So in the Bir Halacha, it seems clear to me that the Mishnah Berurah's way of understanding the Machlokas is that the Gra holds that just thinking in Torah is the mitzvah, and the Mechaber holds that's not the mitzvah, it's just verbalizing. He says, of course, the Gra doesn't hold here hur is kedibur dami when it comes to Divrei Torah. For example, he was saying that the Ramah later on will say that if you think in learning during Birchas Kriyashma, it's not considered a hefsek. Oh, that's because the Ramah agrees with the Mechaber over here, that thinking and learning is lav kedimur, but the Gra would say it's also because it's kedibur. He says, no, even the Gra would say that it's mutter, it's just that because, he says, that's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it doesn't make it kedibur. It's not like you spoke, it's not a hefsek, but you are doing the mitzvah Talmud Torah. So it seems the Mishnah Berurah thinks that the Mechaber and the Gra are arguing as to the nature of thinking and learning. Is that considered learning or not? So that's not necessarily the only way to understand it. It could be they both understand that that's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, is to think and learning. It's just that that's not the type of mitzvah of Talmud Torah that necessitates a Birchas HaTorah. This is made famous by the Briskarov in the name of his father, Reb Chaim, in the Sefer Chidushim Aran Riz HaLevi Al Aram. We don't have time to discuss it now, but it's kedai to check out the Mari Makom in Ilchos Brachos, where he discusses perhaps a different explanation for why the Mechaber and the Gra disagree.